And for what the Lord Jesus Christ did on our behalf, he died on the cross and saved us from our sins. And he rose again and he's alive right now. And we just want to continue to thank and praise you for the Lord Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Okay, I'm going to get started with Jonathan and Jacob Rajan.
Oh. The beginning of the Christmas story.
The Christmas story goes way back before Mary, Joseph, wise men, shepherds, and many more. The story takes place in the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve sinned. God tells us about his great mission in Genesis 3:15 that Jesus will come into the world and bruise the head of Satan.
In Genesis 22, verse 18, God tells Abraham that in your seed that all the nations on earth shall be blessed. Jesus was the seed and the sacrifice would bless all the nations on earth.
In Genesis 49:10, Jacob blesses his son Judah with the blessing that the scepter shall not depart from Judah. Jesus was the one for whom the scepter was always intended for.
David was the first great king of Judah, but he's just a shadow of a much greater king who was born on Christmas Day so he could save all the people from their sins.
Micah foretells that he will be born in the city of Bethlehem. Isaiah prophesies that he will be born of a virgin.
Hosea talks about the Messiah being called out of Egypt. Jeremiah talks about the Messiah being called out of the house of David.
Let's thank our Lord for fulfilling all that was promised from through the scriptures from the beginning of time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next we're going to have a skit, and it's called Three Trees. It's adapted by Ian Quint, and it's a three-part, it's a skit called Three Trees, and also we're going to sing Away in a Manger and Go Tell It on the Mountain. The Sunday school kids will sing Away in a Manger and Go Tell It on the Mountain. So I will have them come in a second. This is quite a production, so.
Once upon a mountaintop, three little trees stood and dreamed of what they wanted to become when they grew up. The first little tree looked up at the stars twinkling like diamonds above him. First tree.
I want a gold treasure. I want to be covered with gold and filled with precious stones. I will be the most beautiful treasure chest in the world.
The second little tree looked out at the small stream trickling by on its way to the ocean. Second tree.
I want to be a strong sailing ship. I want to travel mighty waters and carry powerful kings. I will be the strongest ship in the world.
The third little tree looked down into the valley below, where busy men and busy women worked in a busy town. Third tree.
I want to grow so tall that when people stop to look at me, they will raise their eyes to heaven and think of God. I will be the tallest tree in the world.
Years passed. The rains came, the sun shone, and the little trees grew tall. One day, a woodcutter climbed up the mountain. The woodcutter looked at the first tree. Woodcutter.
Perfect for me.
First tree.
Now I shall be made into a beautiful chest. I shall hold one hand for you.
The woodcutter looked at the second tree.
This tree is strong. It is perfect for me.
Second tree.
Now I shall sail mighty waters. I shall be the strongest ship fit for king.
The third tree felt her heart sink when the woodcutter looked at her. She stood straight and tall and pointed bravely to heaven. Woodcutter.
Think that tree will do for me.
The first tree rejoiced when the woodcutter brought him to a carpenter's shop, but the busy carpenter was not thinking about treasure chests. Instead, his work-worn hands fashioned the tree into a feed box for animals. The once beautiful tree was not covered with gold or filled with treasure. He was coated with sawdust and filled with hay for hungry farm animals. The second tree smiled when the woodcutter took him to a shipyard, but no mighty sailing ships were being made that day. Instead, the once strong tree was hammered and sawed into a simple fishing boat. Too small and too weak to sail in an ocean or even a river, he was taken to a little lake. Every day he brought in loads of dead, smelly fish. The third tree was confused when the woodcutter cut her into strong beams and left her in the lumber yard. Many, many days and nights passed. The three trees nearly forgot their dreams. But one night, golden starlight poured over the first tree as a young woman placed her newborn baby in the feed box.
I wish I could make a cradle for him.
Mary.
This manger is perfect for me.
And suddenly, the first tree knew he was holding the greatest treasure in the world. One evening, a tired traveler and his friends crowded into the old fishing boat. The traveler fell asleep as the second tree quietly sailed out into the lake. Soon, a thundering and thrashing storm arose. The little tree shuddered. He knew he did not have the strength to carry so many passengers safely through the wind and rain. The tired man awakened. He stood, stretched out his hand and said, "Peace." The storm stopped as quickly as it had begun. And suddenly, the second tree knew he was carrying the king of heaven and earth. One Friday morning, the third tree was startled when her beams were yanked from the forgotten woodpile. She flinched as she was carried through an angry, jeering crowd. She shuddered when the soldiers nailed a man's hands to her. She felt ugly and harsh and cruel. But on Sunday morning, when the sun rose and the earth trembled with joy beneath her, the third tree knew that God's love had changed everything. It had made the first tree beautiful. It had made the second tree strong. And every time people thought of the third tree, they would think of God. That was better than being the tallest tree in the world.
It's still open for some effort and turn every Wednesday to him
Okay, as the kids get off of the stage, the next will be middle school boys reading some verses. So middle school boys, if you can come up. And the mic.
Today we're going to read from Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah on the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and he has come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born.
So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go search carefully for a young child, and you, when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may worship him also.'"
When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy.
And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary with his mother. With the young child, and saw Mary with his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented him gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed from their own country another way.
Okay, next we're going to have Sabrina, Leah, and Nathan have a song, so they'll be singing Noel, and they'll just need a little bit here to get set up.
Forevermore. Noel,
So we're going to have a special video and give us a minute to set it up here. And where's Jacob? Jacob, come here for a second. Jacob put a video together. This is Jacob Myers. And I know some of you get him confused with his brothers, but this is Jacob. So Jacob put this nice video together. And we're going to take a look at it right now, hopefully. And it's about a minute and a half long. So we're firing up the projector. You can go sit down. Thank you. And it's, as you'll see, it's a Lego video. So Jacob put a lot of time and effort into this.
No. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Now it came about in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all were proceeding to register for the census, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David. And in order to register, along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. And it came about that while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them.
Wow. Excellent work. All right. Great job, Jacob. So we're going to have a skit. It's called Just a Little Christmas. This is a fifth grade class skit. So we're going to get set up here and just give us a few moments. They don't want any of the mics. Okay. Excellent job. Frank Bielski is going to come up and play Silent Night and O Come All Ye Faithful. Frank Bielski. Let's make sure everybody's off before you start, Frank, okay? Okay, you can go ahead, Frank. Right, very good. Thank you, Frank. Frank, good work. And Jonathan, Preston, Wesley, Ethan, and Nathan will be performing Joy to the World with various instruments and some of the girls are singing too.
Far as the curse is found, he rules the world with truth and
Thank you very much. So we've got two more right now. Philip Todke and Blessin' John are going to do a Marathi and Hindi song. And then after that will be the Guma family song, You Are My All in All. And after that, I will give a short message. And so Philip and Blessin are getting set up now. So after, I just want to get you guys prepared. So after the meeting, after the message, we're going to have the kids go downstairs and see their teachers, and they'll receive their gift. And then each family is going to have a tin of cookies that they can take with them, okay? So we're going to do that after everything. You go downstairs, get your cookies, and also kids can get their treat. Are you ready? You need a mic? Okay. Hello, check. Hello, check.
So the song we are going to sing is a Marathi carol song. It talks about the wise men looking at the star. They follow the star and they go to the baby child. They worship it, and yeah, that's all. It's talking about the twinkling star. They follow the star. They go. They offer the offerings, and then they worship the Lord Jesus.
चम 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 के आकाशी तारा संदेश दे जगा मध्य रात्रि छाया सुमारा चम 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 के आकाशी तारा संदेश दे जगा मध्य रात्रि छाया चम चम चमके आकाशी तारा संदेश दे जगा मध्य रात्रि छाया सुमन तिनी राजेश्वर होनी तारा जिकडे जाईल तिकडे प्रवास करील तारा जिकडे जाईल तिकडे प्रवास करील तिने राजेश्वर होनी तारा जिकडे जाईल तिकडे प्रवास करील तारा जिकडे जाईल तिकडे प्रवास करील उदबोळे सोने जाऊन दर्शन घेऊ उदबोळे सोने पाहून दर्शन घेऊ फिरे परत माय देशाला फिरे परत माय देशा चम 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 चमके आकाशी तारा संदेश दे जगा मध्यरात्री छाया सुमारा चम 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 आज घराघरातून पाहा ख्रिस्त जयंती थाटातून सोहळा ख्रिस्त जयंती थाटातून सोहळा आज घराघरातून पाहा ख्रिस्त जयंती थाटातून सोहळा ख्रिस्त जयंती थाटातून सोहळा आज प्रभु बाळा बेथलेहेम जन्मला आज प्रभु बाळा बेथलेहेम जन्मला चला जाऊ त्याच्या स्तवना चला जाऊ त्याच्या स्तवना चम 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 चमके आकाशी तारा संदेश दे जगा मध्यरात्री छाया आकाशी तारा संदेश दे जगा मध्यरात्री छाया सुमारा मध्यरात्री छाया सुमारा मध्यरात्री छाया सुमारा
थैंक यू
Morning, everybody. I want to say a verse in James 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of the lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. We did get through much quicker than I thought. I want to thank everybody for the wonderful performances, and we really enjoyed it. I have a short message, like I warned you. We do have a message. And like I told you before, you're going to go downstairs and see your teachers. And when you see your teachers, I want you to thank your teachers as well. They'll give you a gift. And I want you to just thank them for the work that they do. And families, you get a tin of cookies. So I want us to think about Christmas and in particular about gifts or presents. We receive them. We're happy to receive gifts. And some people are happy to give gifts, and some people are good with both. And in the past few weeks, I read something that triggered this thought. It's from 2 Chronicles chapter 17 and verse 5. It says, "Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah gave presents to Jehoshaphat, and he had riches and honor in abundance. Jehoshaphat pleased the Lord. He removed the idols that were being worshipped at the time in Judah. And additionally, he taught the people. He sent the Levites and the priests to teach the people about the Lord from the Word of God." So there are other examples in the Bible of giving and receiving gifts. And some of these were also triggered in some of my readings. Saul was proclaimed king. And in 1 Samuel 10:27, it says, "But some rebels said, 'How can this man save us?' So they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace." So when Saul was anointed, it was supposed to be a great day, and he was actually hiding because he wasn't confident. And he was anointed king, and typically the king would receive gifts. And some people, as we read, or many people gave gifts, but a few didn't. And I think it's interesting that it's noted that some didn't give him gifts. And later on, we would see that God would remove Saul as being king, and David would take his place. And speaking of David, in 1 Chronicles 16:2, it says, "And David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings. He blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he distributed to everyone of Israel, both man and woman, to everyone, a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisins." Sounds good. And David, as we know, pleased the Lord. At this time, the ark was brought back to Jerusalem. There was a great celebration, music, offerings, and he gave gifts to the people, this gift of food. So another king, this is Hezekiah. Hezekiah, in 2 Chronicles 32, it says, "And many brought gifts to the Lord at Jerusalem and presents to Hezekiah, king of Judah. So he was exalted in the sight of all nations thereafter." This happened immediately after the Assyrian king Sennacherib was going to invade, and Hezekiah prayed to the Lord. And he prayed that they would be delivered. And God actually miraculously sent an angel and slew the mighty men there. And eventually, even Sennacherib was killed by his own. So the people had a great celebration. And the people brought gifts to God as well as Hezekiah in celebration. Another couple here is Esther. In Esther 2:18, we read, "Then the king made a great feast, the feast of Esther, for all his officials and servants, and he proclaimed a holiday in the provinces and gave gifts according to the generosity of a king. Esther at that time was appointed queen instead of Vashti, and the king proclaimed a holiday, and the king gave gifts to the people. Later on, we read in Esther, as the days on which the Jews had rest from their enemies, as the month which was turned from sorrow to joy for them, and from mourning to a holiday, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, sending presents to one another and gifts to the poor. The evil plans of Haman backfired against the Jews. Instead of destroying all the Jews, they were delivered, and another holiday was established where gifts were exchanged, but also gifts were given to the poor. You know, Gentiles would give gifts. Christ is worthy to receive gifts. And that's what we're celebrating. Partially what we're celebrating today is the gifts that were given to Christ. It says in Matthew 2:2, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. And in Matthew 2:11, it says, and when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They gave presents to the Lord Jesus. A few more verses from the Old Testament that predicted that Christ would receive some presents, some gifts from Gentiles. In Psalm 68:29, it says, because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring presents to you. In Psalm 72:10, it says, the kings of Tarshish and of the isles will bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba will offer gifts. Not only did Christ receive gifts, rightfully so, but Christ himself is a gift to us, to the world. In 2 Corinthians 9:15, it says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. God, the greatest giver of all, gave the greatest gift of all, the Lord Jesus Christ. And what was that gift? The greatest man who ever lived? Yes. But more importantly, the greatest man to ever die. His death, many years later, and resurrection would bring life and salvation to us that were in sin's darkness. So now we receive the gift of salvation. The gift from God is also salvation. Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 5:18 says, therefore, as one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, now is the time. Receive the special gift of salvation. Don't delay. As I pray now and close the meeting, it's your time to ask Christ into your heart, to confess your sins and say that his sacrifice is what you need to become right with God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that we can celebrate the Lord's birth and what it means to those that have accepted that he is the Christ, the Messiah, come into the world. to die for the sins of the people. And we know that he rose again the third day after suffering for these the sins that he didn't commit. And as we consider these things and think of these special events that happened, one of the most important events in the history of the world, that we're grateful that we can look to Jesus as our Savior and not our enemy, that we've been accepted in the Beloved, and that we can be with him in heaven's glory one day. And if there's anyone here that is unsure of their position with God, that they would read your word and pray and ask someone for help to come alive in the Lord Jesus Christ and know what salvation from sins means. So we're grateful for this time of year, this great celebration of the Lord Jesus. And as we dismiss, we want to thank you and praise you for who you are and what your son did on the cross so many years ago. And we thank you and praise you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed it. See you again.